It is the last day of our week three, day 21 of our Jesus Revealed in Purpose season two. And today we'll be reflecting on denied but determined. And to help us with that, I'm joined by Elder Tamara.
Yay!
Welcome. Thank you. This
Thank
is your debut,
you
right?
For, yes, it is. It's the first time I'm here.
Oh, so man. It's good to have
I'm
you.
I'm excited. Overexcited, maybe.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So we're looking at denied but determined. Very, very hard thing to reflect on. And I think this whole week has been about that.
Yeah.
So our scripture reading for today is found in Luke chapter 22 from verse 61 to 62. And this just sets the context around Peter's denial. Yes. So we'll be using that.
Yeah.
So it reads as follows. Then he came to the house of the high priest, and Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him saying, "You also were with Jesus, the Galilean." Now, I'll stop there because I guess this story is really around, initially it was prophesied by Jesus that Peter would deny him three times before the cock crows. And when that happened, as soon as Peter denied him the third time, there was that deep sense of shame and just how he has failed Jesus. And this is someone that, without any provocation, declared that, man, everyone will turn their backs on you.
I will never deny you.
I will never deny you.
Yeah.
How, all the time, how do we reflect on those moments of failing and having fallen short of God's expectations? How do we look into those things?
You know, it is a big one, because when we start our journey in Christ, we do it like so much vigor, right?
Yeah,
like when you first take up the call and say, yes, I am giving my life over to Christ, you are in everything. You are true. There. When they That's say true. There's a meeting here or we're doing an outreach there, you go for it.
Yeah.
And I think part in that is we, as much as we follow on, we miss certain steps.
Yeah.
So there's lots of steps in our walk with Christ that we always need to build on. And that disappointment comes in when we don't build good foundations.
Sure. Okay.
So when we don't build those good foundations, we kind of, as time goes on, it might not happen in the beginning, but as the years go on, those cracks start to form.
Oh,
and then when you face life's challenges, then all of a sudden those denial things come creeping in. Because when I was reflecting on this, it very much came to the world that we are currently living in. Mm-hmm. It's very much a world of me.
Yeah.
Right?
Very true.
And
very
one of the scriptures that I looked at was Matthew 16, 24 to 26. And this is when Jesus says to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be a disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life to find me, what good would it be for someone to gain the world but to forfeit their soul?" So just that alone, like it hits.
It really does.
And comes a lot of, if I can say, pressure.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have to deny yourself. You have to say the things that I want, they don't matter. And we're living in a society today where everything is a me society. Right? So we in an environment and we are being fed. I mean, social media is such a big thing where we are constantly being fed of how to better our own lives, how to live happy, the things we need to do and achieve, the people we need to cut off to get to where we want to be. And we forget our surroundings.
Sure.
And in that, the denial starts creeping in. Because when you start focusing and living a life of self-focus, you start looking around you and saying, you know what, I don't need to. And this is where, if I can look at Peter's denial, his was a very verbal denial. I mean, three people came up to him and he said, "Listen, I do not know Christ. Like, listen, you've got the wrong person, look somewhere else."
Yeah.
But our denial is not like that. When I look at somebody who is a Christian, they're not saying, no, I don't know Christ,
yeah.
but their actions show it.
Sure, that's strong.
So, like I was saying, Peter might have been doing it verbally, but as a Christian, we might be doing it non-verbal ways. Mm-hmm, so it could be places that we're going to, people that we're seeing, actions that we are doing that doesn't speak, I am a child of God. I am walking in his favor. I'm walking in his purpose. Yes. So those are big ones. And it starts off with, like Peter, it started off where he started pulling away from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, we start living a incognito, I got it in my notes, an incognito Christian, where we start following in the back.
Yes, yes, yes.
When someone, you know, like if you're on a plane and they're like, is there a doctor on board?
Yeah.
Right? Not all doctors will put up their hands. So it's the same sort of context. Like, is there a Christian in the room that can pray for me? Right? And you're like, no, 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 I'm not putting my hand out for that. But it starts off like that. So that denial leads to sort of saying, listen, no, I can't do this. So in our context, in our current society, we can sort of say the denial starts in with, no, you know, I don't need to attend this. No, I don't need to pray about this.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I know how to do this, man. I've got this. And then all of a sudden it becomes, no, I don't need to go to this service. And it just slowly. Drift? And you know, one service, and you know, when you put it in, somebody will say, no, but we don't need to attend church, right? Mm. And I had to reflect on something like that. Like, no, man, you know, we are Christians, but we are body of Christ. The body of Christ is not the building. We are the building. We are church. So when I look at it like that, then I have to be in my own capacity, be like, no. You need to make yourself available.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to show if this is the way you want to go, follow Christ, go the other way. Denial is not the answer. And if I look at it, sometimes we say in when we face with life's challenges, people will fail you. Man will fail you, and that's it, right? Whether you are in the working environment, or even in the churching environment, not everybody will follow the way Christ would follow.
Yeah.
And so as a person who isn't in Christ and rooted in him, we look at that and say, you know what, people have failed me.
Yeah.
But we also tend to put Christ in that same category.
Yeah.
So then we start turning away from him to be like, no, but it's like our biggest mistake where we say, no, but people failed me, but somehow Christ gets put into that same category.
That's right. Yeah.
So when somebody's going through a problem, they don't necessarily deal the problem. They push everybody away, and everybody includes Christ.
Including Christ, yeah.
And that is the hardest thing, I think, as a Christian that we could go through before we get to our purpose, to find that purpose. When we deny Christ, we're moving away from him without even realizing it.
Yes,
sometimes you can have temporary happiness. You can. Yeah. But it's short-lived, very short-lived. If I look at myself, I'd be like, very short-lived. And then you're like, no.
Mm.
I need to put brakes.
Yeah,
but sometimes people don't know how to put the brakes on that. Hey?
Sure. All the time. There's so much that you've
unpacked. I did.
But, and the thing is, I think a very good place that you start is that how the drift that leads to failure happens. Because it's one bite. Because I think people think that failing Christ is a moment.
It's not a moment.
There's like these lots of steps that you take. There's the maybe not church today, maybe not this meeting, maybe I don't need to look at the word today. And all of this then just builds up to that moment where there is almost an active denial of Christ. And I can't imagine how crushing it is to realize that you failed.
Sure.
And the thing is, you look at that moment, but when you look back, you see that entire line that led to the point of failure.
It's intense because you'll only know it if you decide to reflect.
Yes.
Where sometimes you can live through it and you can do it for years and not know that it's happening. Unless somebody around you makes you aware of it, you'll never know it's happening. But, and some people just, go with it. And I think for me, it's one of the biggest reflections.
It hit home
where you have to be conscious about your walk with Christ. Yeah. You have to be.
You do. You do.
Because if you are not and you those steps start creeping in, it's how do you come back to Him?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And on that, because especially once it's clear that, yes, you reflected, you failed God. How can that point of reflection and realizing then, in the same way that Peter saw his failure, how, mm-hmm. what's that journey back into, and how does that shape your journey back then through to God and journey with God ultimately?
I think at one point you have to, that penny must drop.
Yeah.
Where you have to reflect and say, am I really walking in God's will? Am I truly happy with the way that my life is currently? And you have to come to the realization, nobody else can do it for you.
That's right.
And our walk with God is so precious. So we have to hold it just like how we would hold a diamond, like you'd keep it so safe.
Yeah.
I feel like our walk with Christ needs to be in that same manner. Because nobody else can walk your walk.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can pull you to God and be like, yeah, take him. No, you have to make that journey. And, you know, part of it is we think that our life on earth is all that matters.
Yeah.
But our life is just a pretext of what's eternal, holding us for us in eternity.
True. Very true.
So today, somebody once said it that, what we're doing here on earth is just like a practice round.
Yeah, yeah.
For what's going to happen in eternity. So when you look at your life, you know, the things of this world might bring you short happiness.
Yeah.
But ultimately, our true happiness needs to be found in Christ. It really does need to be found in Christ. And, you know, despite all of the things that we go through, our journey, we must always remind ourselves that even though we may fail, even though we may be unfaithful, God will never fail us and He is always faithful.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we see, you know, sometimes we don't remember His promises, but in the Bible, it's there and it's reflected through everything. And a simple one is we see it in God's promise with Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it with His covenant with the Israelites that no matter how many times they failed Him, He still fulfilled the promise.
That's right.
So just that simple context, as a human, like if you think of back then, you know, they lived a very different life to the way that we do.
Yeah.
So to put into perspective, I'm like, you know what, if it was like that for them, I need to remember my walk is a sacred walk.
Yeah.
And God will never leave me, nor will He forsake me. Sure. So I need to always remember those promises.
I mean,
the Bible is filled with them. So we must constantly hold on to them.
Yeah.
Always.
I love that. I really, really love that. And sure, now that you know this truth, then the next question will be then, what steps can you take? I guess, looking at then Peter's denial to ultimately him being an apostle and a very determined apostle at that. How then do we move then in a similar way from the denial, the failure, to back to course correct in a sense in our walk with Christ?
I think one of the biggest things we must look at firstly is to ask God for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because we are human, we do fail.
Yeah.
Even the best of us can walk down the path and not realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So once you come to that realization, forgiveness is the biggest thing.
That's true.
Because it's also, you know, if you don't forgive yourself on certain things, you can dig yourself into a deeper hole.
True.
And you might, you know, to come out of it takes more to come out of.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when if you look at like people around us, our biggest judges are ourselves.
Yes.
Right? We hold ourselves to a higher standard. So if we cannot forgive ourselves for the things that we have done and we cannot ask God for forgiveness, how much harder is this journey back to Christ going to be?
Very, very hard.
Okay?
Because we constantly
then will reflect. You could take 10 steps forward and then you're like, no, but you know what? I failed God. No, I did this. No, I was sinning. And you go, no, but that's not what God wants. If He's such a forgiving God, He will forgive you for the things that you've done. And then some of the steps that we would take is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Read that Bible. I said the promises of God can be found in there. And with purpose, I mean, like we heard it now just this past week.
Yeah.
Our purpose is found in Christ. And you find it through prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. No matter what happens, if you're not praying, you're not seeking God's will for your life. That's and true. That is our ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
our true happiness is found in purpose. And if our purpose is found in God, like, then sure. where else are you going
yeah,
to look?
That is
right.
That is
if
true.
Your purpose is found in God and the way to God is through prayer and to read your Bible,
it only adds up.
It all, like, if you're doing it properly,
yeah.
the steps are there, your purpose will be fulfilled, you find your true joy. And that's, mm-hmm. I think, on this earth, I mean, we spoke about this where our happiness comes from our purpose.
Yeah.
And our ultimate goal, I think, even when you're a young person coming out of high school, going into university, your main goal is to find your purpose.
True.
And
true.
If that's true. One thing I will say is, young people, look to Christ first to find your purpose.
Amen.
Hey?
Amen.
And also on to all of that, you know, when you're coming out of your wilderness, if you want to call it that,
yeah.
The best way forward is to reflect always on your actions, your words,
yes,
the things
yes.
that you are doing. Is it in line with God's will? Is it part of your walk with Christ? Because if it doesn't align,
yeah.
are you walking in His will? So if you're supposed to go to the shop, for instance, if you, God says go to the shop on the right, but you go to the shop on the left, are yeah. you following God's will?
Yeah. yeah
and it's yeah. in those simple actions, just like in the simple actions that you're constantly doing to move away from Him. It's those simple actions that will get you back to Him. Yeah, yeah. And that's our ultimate goal. So when you make a decision, choose to obey God's will rather than follow your own will. Because our own will might, I've said it already, bring short fulfillment. But God's will, it's locked in eternity.
That's amazing.
Hey?
That's
so
really
I yeah. don't know if you've seen those memes where you're holding on. They have this like kid holding on to a little teddy bear.
Okay.
And God is saying, Jesus is saying, trust me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Trust me with your little and I will give you much. And behind Jesus' back is the huge teddy bear.
Yes,
and it's the same thing with our walk with Christ. Sure. Trust Him. Go towards Him. And we will get to our right place, our rightful place.
Yeah.
That place that brings us true joy and hopefully never bring you back to that place where you are denying Christ.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I really and I truly believe when you find your true happiness and your true purpose in Christ, that denial won't be there.
It would.
It's only when it's that short-lived that you things of this world where you will want to go down that path. But once you find, I look at my own life mm-hmm. and I think back onto past decisions that I've made and you look at it and you're like, no, you know mm-hmm. what? And mm-hmm. in that moment, you're like, no, but is this the godly thing to do? And you're like, no, but it's okay. Now when I look at my life and I just look at my family as a whole, I realize, no, God's way or the highway.
Yeah,
there's no,
yeah.
like, there's no other options. There's no way around it.
Sure.
And I find that I am happier than I was when I wasn't making those very godly decisions.
Yeah.
So I can 100% say your true happiness, your true purpose is definitely found in Christ.
Love that. I love that, Altamara. And I think you've wrapped it up quite well for us because I think that journey from not just the journey to denial
yeah.
is one of these little steps of drift.
Yeah.
But the journey back to determination are other steps that are found in repentance, in prayer, in staying committed and staying the course
yeah.
and in realizing that purpose is found in Christ. And
yeah.
to your point, for us to be happy, we have to find our purpose. Mm-hmm. And purpose is Christ as well.
Yeah.
Man, I really love that. Thank you so much, Altamara. I enjoyed your time here. Hopefully it's not the last.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see if they call me back.
Let's see. Our producers, I'm sure, are already scripting that.
Okay.
So to everyone that was listening, thank you so much for joining with us in week three as we wrap it up. It was one that was filled with a lot of hard truths that we had to reflect on across the days from day 15 all the way now to day 21. But I think one thing that you can hold on to is that there's always a path back to Christ. Yes. There's always a path back to God. So hang on to that promise. Hold on to those good promises because they are for you as they are for me as well. So continue to like us, continue to follow us, continue to look for us across Apple, Spotify. You can look for us on YouTube. You'll find us there at Salon Brakpan. It's Jesus Revealed in Purpose on Apple and on Spotify. And then you'll find us across the social media pages. We'll be posting these quite a bit. So on Facebook, on Instagram, TikTok, X, you'll find us there. So God bless you. See you in the new week. And may God be with you as He reveals His purpose.